the question was asking, that prophets sometimes prophesize about what would happen many years later, a century later, or millennium later. How are we to know that he is a true prophet? So the Talmud tells us, the Midrash tells us, and then Maimonides boils it down to halacha, that a prophet has to be tested before we will accept his prophecy. If someone walks in and says, I have a prophetic vision from God, the answer is, go to the high court, they'll interview you. The men of the high court studied every form of magic, sleight of hand, sorcery, witchcraft, every form that exists under the sun, including paganism. They studied paganism as well, so that they would know to understand what someone was doing, if someone was trying to trick them or someone was trying to deceive them. So the rabbis studied all of this, and then when a man would come in and say, I'm a prophet, they would interview him and check him out and ask him for a sign. Now, a sign didn't mean that he would have to turn water into blood or blood into water. A sign could mean that he'll tell them something good will happen tomorrow. It's going to rain tomorrow. And then it does. So who said he's a prophet? That doesn't prove it yet. He's got to consistently tell them things that are accurate. And when he tells them good things will happen, then he's got to be exactly on the mark. When he says bad things will happen, so then it doesn't necessarily disprove him if they don't happen, just as with Jonah. He says, in 40 days, Nineveh will be overturned. Well, the people repented. So we have no way of knowing when a prophet tells us something bad will happen. If it does not come true, we have no way of knowing if that's because something on the ground changed. Maybe the people did tshuva. So that's something which we would not be able to use to test the prophet. But the rabbis would test him. They would interview him. Aside from which, they would interview his Torah knowledge. They would check his traits. Is he worthy of prophecy? Just because a guy walks in and says, I'm a prophet, doesn't mean that we accept him. We check, hey, does he know the Torah? Does he know all the halachot? Is he careful in how he behaves? Does he have good traits? Is he someone who's worthy of getting prophecy? If so, then we start checking his prophecies and see if they carry water. And then the courts would give him a license after they've interviewed and come to a conclusion that he's a bona fide prophet. Then they would give him a license to give over his prophecy.